Coming next to say, this gentleman, no stranger to the show, he runs his own nonprofit called Chicago Loot Drop, which pairs like nerdy, fun stuff like video games and toys and board games or analog games, as I weirdly like to call them, with fundraising mostly for Comer Children's Hospital. Like he gets kids in Comer to have a better time through his efforts, and that's great. Please welcome to the stage, Mike Chuck Brutzliff. I should be saying, welcome to the area immediately in front of the stage.
Oh, sorry about my voice. I was doing karaoke till like 1 a.m. and I broke it trying to yodel the end part of Dreams by Cranberries. Mostly succeeded, I think, at getting the yodel. I'll do a quick Loot Drop plug. I've got these flyers if anyone wants information about us, but we have an event next month, February 24th, at Revolution Tap Room, where we'll be making comfort kits. So these little shoebox-sized boxes full of toys and comics and games and stuff that the kids get upon entering the hospital. And so you can sign up on our website for that, and it's kind of like, you know, running a marathon where you sign up, you tell your friends, like, hey, I want to build this many kits. And you know, they'll give you money, you show up, and we have all the stuff for you to build those kits with. Revolution is giving everybody that comes out to build a free drink, as well as we're going to be doing some party games with the Playtest Gaming Society, featuring Earworm, which is a new game by local nerd production group Versus the Universe, that'll be coming to Kickstarter in March. So it's going to be a really good, fun afternoon. So check it out. I have flyers if you want to take something home with you. As well as if you're interested in volunteering, we have a volunteer meeting next Saturday at Batterbrow Brewing. We do a lot of things at breweries. And we'll be covering the Comfort Kits Day, our sixth fundraiser for Comer on the show floor at C2E2, where we pair kids from the hospital with local comic book artists, and they create drawings of the kids as superheroes. It's awesome. And then in May, we have the Midwest Developers Game Developers Kickball Tournament. So we need lots of help. So if you're interested, come talk to me at the end or check out our website. And I'm going to read. This pairs just so perfectly with the previous story. Previous story is Dairy. This is called Cookie by Leah. You are chocolate chip and oatmeal too. That is why I love you. That's the story. That's the whole thing. It's so good.
Clearly written in a pot belly.
Yep. So, that was Cookie. And this is I Heart Donuts. I am loud. Let me finish. I am loud about the things that I like. At any point in my life, it's always pretty obvious what I'm into at the moment, many of which I've talked about on this very podcast. Pro wrestling, Star Wars, zombies, video games, zombie video games. Before my last story, Eric pointed out I was wearing an I Heart Donut shirt. And it's true, I do heart donuts. I would even say that I love them. And I've said as much to a donut or two in my life. Oh, so good. But everyone loves donuts, or at least likes donuts. I'm sure if I'd brought some donuts, which I probably should have, you all would take them, you know, unless you don't like donuts, which is the case, you're just wrong. You know, as a person. So I have less of a story, more of a list of examples demonstrating my love for the fried treat descended from the Netherlands, Olykoek, and first given its name in print by Washington Irving, which is a thing I learned in a history book about donuts that I read because I heard donuts. Okay, number one, social media. My pin tweet says, some people use their phone to show photos of their kids. I used mine to show photos of donuts I've had recently. Eric actually has described my Instagram account as food porn, but of just donuts. If anybody wants to see them, I can show you the donuts I got just yesterday from Longman Eagle for the pre-women's March brunch. They're great. That pin tweet is also what's on my dating profile. And I sometimes wonder, I'd get more swipe rights if I changed it to I'll make you donuts in the morning. But more on making donuts at the end. Two, mind map. Anywhere I go, if I discover they have a donut that I haven't tried before, I will get that donut. My dad is actually the same way, but with hot dogs. And in fact, when I was home for the holidays, he was telling me all about a new gas station with really good hot dogs. good to know. Gonna pass on the gas station hot dog. But eating all these donuts and all these different places means I have like a mind map. So I'm always aware where the closest place is for me to get a donut, especially in Chicago. And I'm pretty sure it's just up at Wormhole. You can get those gluten-free donuts from Fritz Bakery or something like that. Anyway, so when I go anywhere, my mind map activates and lets me know, hey, if you take the slightly longer route, you can get a donut. Which is why when I decided to do a donut crawl for my upcoming birthday in March, it took me less than 10 seconds to plan. Starting at the Davis Tea on Michigan in Randolph, because you gotta have a walking tea, and also a tea paired with a donut is what is known as a chuck. It's a thing. Tell your friends. Starting at Davis Tea, we'll go next door to the brand new stands, then we'll walk down Randolph to Durite, which is my favorite donut shop, then north across the river to Donut Vault, then up to Hubbard to Fire Cakes, where the crawl will sadly stop because the glaze infused down the block just closed along with all the others. But wait! There's more. If we're lucky, the Beaver Donuts truck will be nearby, making a nice little five-shop crawl. And I thought of that pretty instantaneously. Three, donut tourism. Okay, so don't forget that chucks are things, tell your friends. But donut tourism is also a thing, at least I think it is, because I always check out donut shops when I travel. When I went to New York a couple years ago, I picked an Airbnb specifically because of its proximity to a donut shop I wanted to check out. Later on that trip, I saw Sleep No More, which is a play where you wander through it as it takes place across three or four stories in a warehouse. It's amazing. You should go, though it's a bit overwhelming, and so afterwards, I needed to sit and have a tea to collect my thoughts. Looking at my phone, it suggested a place with tea and donuts. Shut up, phone. You don't know me. Number four, donuts are a social food. Mary Beth Smith of the Nerdalogs apparently texts a photo to someone, I think it's maybe Chris Geiger, every time she eats pizza. Is that right?
And Kevin,
okay. Is she still doing that?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so this apparently happens a lot. I started to do that with donuts, for a friend, but with donuts, and I stopped because it made me too aware of how often I was eating donuts. So I actually had to make a donuts or a social food rule, only just to, like, cut down a little bit. As more shops open, and there are a lot now, like my mind map was just constantly telling me I was near a shop, just always near a shop now. So something had to be done. Number five, Donut Fest. The fifth Donut Fest is next weekend. I've been to all of them. At this point, I can visit all the tables, sample all the donuts, and still remain unsated. I'm a pro. The key is to drink a lot of water while you go through it. Anyway, it's also the best day of the year because Donut Fest is always the same day as the Royal Rumble, yeah. Which is a pro wrestling thing. I'm not going to go into it. But I host a Royal Rumble party each year, and we play a game where we try to predict the Royal Rumble's winner. Whoever predicts correctly receives a gift card. A gift card for what?
Donuts.
I'm really glad you guessed that. Otherwise, I'm not really doing a good job of telling the story. I also really like tea, and a couple years ago, my church small group surprised me with a high tea for my birthday. And when we were done with the tea, they brought out a tower of donuts with candles and little WWE figures on it. So we called it high tea, low class, which is a pretty good summary of me. And then number six, my parents. I don't just eat donuts, as I mentioned earlier, I also make donuts. When I was very young, my dad would fry donuts on church camping trips with a Kmart brand fryer, back when Kmart had appliances, that later came into my possession and got me started frying donuts on my own. The donuts my dad makes are just, write this down, it's super simple. The donuts my dad makes are just biscuit rolls with a hole poked in the middle, fried, if you need to know, fried at 375 degrees. And then covered in cinnamon sugar or powdered sugar. They're very simple, but they're delicious, especially when they come right out of the fryer. In college, I have tons of friends over to my parents' house, which was just a town over, And my dad would make hundreds of these little donuts in one night. Over the years, it got competitive, and so there was a record for the most eaten in one night. Would anyone like to guess what that record stands at? And I don't, it's never going away. It seems impossible.
141.
Well, okay, no, wow, okay, that's really high. 60? Well, you guys went way over. I thought maybe like 12, like a ton. No, 60. Okay, 60 little donuts. Towards the end, the record setter was drinking water while eating because he had no saliva left. Yeah. His name was Matt. He went by Guadi because he's from Guatemala. Which, like, as I'm only including this because as I was writing this story, I'm like, that's a weird thing to do. Like, I can't imagine going to, like, Paris and introducing myself as America. I feel like that'd be really weird. Especially when my name is Mike Chuck, which already causes a lot of confusion. So I still have plenty of, I still have donut parties where it's just me frying donuts. But I've moved on past my dad's simple donuts to making all kinds where I make the dough and the glazes myself. For the longest time, these little donuts my dad made are where I thought my love of donuts started. I only fairly recently learned that no, that is not where my love started. It started long before then, because when my mom was pregnant with me, my brother and sister were 3 and 2 years old, respectively. Going in for checkups was the only break from a house of toddlers that my mom had. So she would extend those breaks by stopping at Yule Donut Shop in Champaign, Urbana. So it turns out I was born this way. Thanks.
Donuts recently, right before Christmas, he made these chocolate donuts with like a mint glaze, and then he like chopped those Andes mints in half and put them on top of the donuts, and if he put them on right as the donuts came out of the fryer, so like the Andes melted on top of the donuts. Oh man, that was awesome. Thank you, Mike Chuck. Yeah, I'm going to be running Secret Hitler at that Comfort Kit event. So if you guys want to suss out Nazis, it's good practice. So come help make Comfort Kits.